Welcome to the Odds Breakers, number one place for shared, sharp betting information.
And then there were two. Welcome back to Podcast 20 of 2019. I'm your host, Kiev O'Neill. You can tweet me at The Public Dog, and you can tweet us at The Odds Breakers. This episode is being brought to you by YouWager.eu. For a 100% sign-up bonus, please visit YouWager and use the promo code TheOddsBreakers. Terms and conditions apply. If you'd like to help us out with our costs and sponsor us, we would love to help you out. Please visit theoddsbreakers.com, click shop, and become a member for only $12.99 a month. You will have access to all of our plays and picks this whole year before the line moves. For $2 more, please become a patron subscriber and get all of that, plus the podcast a little bit early. And if nothing else, please visit theoddsbreakers.com and become a free picks newsletter subscriber. Well, here we are, folks. We are down to the final game. Michigan State lost to Texas Tech, and Virginia squeaked one right by Auburn. What a fantastic weekend it was of college basketball. I'd like to recap some of these games with you, but first, I want to get into a couple things. The Odds Breakers is looking for more handicappers to give out more free picks to you, and we are paying for that service for every single article that you write at The Odds Breakers. So if you are a handicapper, please contact us if you'd like to make a little bit of money off your free picks. I have a little bit of NFL to discuss with you too. We have a play for you on the NFL season win totals already, and we're going to give that out. We are looking at the Miami Dolphins. I am going to take them under 5 wins. Okay, that's their season win total for the Miami. It is 5 wins. And the reason why is because, well, A, they got a new coach. And whenever a new coach happens, he kind of gets a pass for the first year. Well, unless you're Steve Wilks for the Arizona Cardinals. But the rule of thumb is that you do get that first year pass. They don't have the easiest schedule either. I mean, obviously they got to play the Patriots twice, as we all know. They also have to play a improved Bills team twice. The quarterback over there, Allen, he's been running. He's figured a few things out, and they get to play their old coach, Adam Gase, at the New York Jets a couple times as well. So looking at this schedule, they have to play the NFC East for their non-conference, and that's going to be extremely tough. You know, looking at teams like the Eagles, looking at teams like the Cowboys, the Giants. I mean, the Giants gave up a lot, but they still have a good running back and a quarterback somewhat. And obviously the Redskins started out well until they went to quarterback woes. I only expect them to get one of those wins. They came in second in the AFC East, the Dolphins did, meaning they have to play the Chargers for their at-large game, as well as playing the Colts for their at-large games. So since they finished second, they received an extremely tough schedule this year. So with the new coach in Brian Flores, they traded Tannehill away. And so they don't even know who's going to be their quarterback. I feel extremely comfortable taking under 5 wins for the Miami Dolphins. All right, let's get into a quick recap of the final four on Saturday. Virginia beats Auburn by 1 point. Now, Virginia, you know, I thought they were dead in the water with a few seconds left, and all of a sudden, Kyle Guy is fouled, and it was kind of controversial, and obviously Bruce Pearl on the sidelines threw an absolute fit. It's just an absolute fit, but a foul's a foul. I mean, the body did hit Kyle Guy, and it really, you know, what can you do? I mean, it changed the rule if you don't like it, because that's what the rule is. Now, ticky-tack stuff I never liked, but at the same time, if you're going to have a rule, you have to be consistent through the game. And so I thought it was the correct call, but what I didn't think was correct was when Virginia was up by 10 points about 6 minutes before that, the refs pretty much swallowed their whistles for Virginia whenever they got banged up, and every single tiny touch they would call on Auburn. So they kind of officiated this game to being very close anyway, and then Auburn pulled away. So personally, I did not like how this game was officiated at all. At the same time, it really seems to me that Virginia's been lucking out a lot. You know, you saw that game against Purdue. They covered that spread, and they shouldn't have. It was a bad beat and went to overtime, and they barely tied it at the end to force that. You know, you saw that first game where they were down at halftime, and they were down by 14 points at one time. You thought the same thing was going to happen again. And they ended up getting through. They had a tough game against Oregon, you know. You know, Virginia, their luck has been going well for them this tournament, and maybe it was all because of what happened to them last year. But, you know, this game, I didn't think it was close until the very end. I thought Virginia had a good handle on them. And then, obviously, at the very end, it got close. Auburn pulls ahead. Virginia, miracle, 3-point foul. Kyle Guy, clutch, makes all 3 free throws. I think sometimes it feels like, as a fan, that you're actually more nervous than your own player shooting or playing the game. I don't know why that is, but that's why we love sports, and that's why it was such a great game. Let's move on to the Texas Tech against Michigan State. Now, this game was real interesting to me because it was a rough and tough basketball game, and the refs swallowed their whistles. Now, I'll tell you this. I was on the Michigan State side. We were able to hit the first team to 10 with Michigan State in the first half under, so that made up for it all. But at the same time, I thought Michigan State was the better team. But one thing I did not know is that the refs have been consistent and the way they've been officiating these games. I like the way this game was officiated. I just didn't know it was going to happen like this. I think the refs should be swallowing their whistles more. I think a lot of contact that happens, it's basketball. Contact's going to happen. You know, there's a lot of bumps and players with the ball not getting calls like they normally do. I personally hate the tiny little bump call myself, but the fact that they were consistent and they didn't call it on game on either side gave Texas Tech a much bigger advantage because they're the rougher team. You know, they get out there and they're on you. Their body's on you constantly. You can be 5 feet behind the 3-point line, and Texas Tech, Mooney, Culver, you know, Tariq Owens down low, you know, they did an amazing job defending Michigan State. They roughed them up. They out-roughed them. And that's how they play, you know. And normally Michigan State wins that because they're big guys down low. But Cassius Winston could not get an open look. They're on him like glue, you know. And that's why I thought Texas Tech won. They're the tougher team down low. And so now, you know, looking at Texas Tech in this championship game, you're going to have two great defenses facing each other. And that's interesting. I don't remember a championship game with such two teams with such great defenses. You could tell that this tournament was officiated a little bit different. I think the refs figured out down in the circle that you're not supposed to be calling play fouls when players jump straight up. You know, they really screwed that up last year, and now they figured out that they're just jumping straight up to block the ball. You can do that even if the player runs into you. So, you know, I found that extremely interesting. I'll tell you this, Matt Mooney, he had himself a game, 22 points, 4 for 8 from 2, 4 for 8 from 3. You know, he was the reason that Texas Tech beat Michigan State, in my opinion. Now, you know, some of the other players did pretty well. Like, Tariq Owens went out with that ankle. You thought he was done, then he came charging back. That was awesome. I was glad he came back. I didn't want to see somebody, you know, them lose because their big defender, is out of the game. He was 2 for 2 from two and 1 for 2 from three. He had another beast of a game, too. Jarrett Culver did pretty well. He had 10 points. Didn't shoot well inside, but, you know, he did hit one of his threes, and he hit half of his free throws. But like I said, Texas Tech wins on defense. Right, they stopped Cassius Winston. He was only 2 for 8 from 2 point and 2 for 8 from 3 point. McQuaid was only 1 for 4 from 2 point. Tillman 1 for 5. You know, you can tell that this Texas Tech defense was the reason that they're winning most of these games here, and that is why I can't wait to watch this next game. Built on defense, I think this is more of a basketball purist type championship game, and it's going to be extremely exciting. Speaking of the championship game, it's time to get into that and to get into our play for you. We have Texas Tech out of the Big 12 versus Virginia out of the ACC. Two of the best defenses in college, pretty much. Well, top five anyway in KenPom. This has definitely been, like I said before, a different kind of tournament. I don't remember when the refs swallowed the whistles this much. The unders are killing it because of them. The unders continued to kill it last weekend. They went 2-0 on Saturday. This is the lowest total I've seen in a very long time in an NCAA championship game at 117 points. Texas Tech ranks first in the league on defense. First, okay, and Virginia ranks fifth. So there's a slight edge to Texas Tech right there. Virginia ranks third in offensive efficiency, adjusted at 1.226 points per possession, while Texas Tech ranks only 28th at 1.137 points per possession. So you would think the edge definitely goes to Virginia here. But this might be the biggest part of this handicap. The caveat is that Texas Tech has been on fire the last few months, okay? Literally few months. So that means when they started out the year, Texas Tech's offense was bad, you know? I remember they only scored 58 against Duke. You know, they were scoring in the 60s after that. You know, 62 against West Virginia, 63 against K-State. They had a stretch where they lost three games where they only scored 64, 62, and 45 to Iowa State, Baylor, and Kansas State. You know, and then all of a sudden, since they lost to Kansas at Kansas 79-63, and that was on February 2nd, they completely changed and started scoring in the 70s, 80s, and sometimes even the 90s. They got revenge against Kansas and scored 91 points. Since February 3rd, Texas Tech ranks second in the whole league, only to Gonzaga. Okay. And offensive efficiency since February 3rd. I think that is a huge stat right there. Okay? At 1.26 points per possession on Bart Torvik. I think if you look at that, you really have to kind of give the offensive category more of a push rather than such a big favorite to Virginia. Both teams obviously play slow. Virginia at 59.3 possessions. Tech's at 66.5. If you look at the injury report, Virginia's healthy. Tariq Owens left last game for Tech, but and he had that rolled ankle, but it looked gruesome. somehow he came back into that game and taped it up. I'm sure he was pretty sore on Sunday, but I'm thinking he plays. You know, sometimes things tend to swell up. So definitely keep an eye on that. You know, he's going to be a key factor in the rebounding, being 6'10". But if for some reason he doesn't play, I might change my mind on this handicap a little bit more. But the key matchup to me is the guard play. Ty Jerome versus Jared Culver. Okay, and Kyle Guy versus Matt Mooney. That is the key. Virginia guards do shoot the threes better than Texas Tech, but Texas Tech's guards play the better defense. They do, and you saw that the last few games against Gonzaga and Michigan State. Both teams ranked in the top 10 against the three, so I can't wait to see these guards match up. But the one key factor is that Texas Tech is the more rough around the edges team than Virginia. Virginia plays amazing D, but I think Tech is a little bit tougher down low. I think they're a little bit scrappier, as you saw versus Michigan State. Both teams can get in your face, as you saw versus Sparty. Tech really swallowed them up, but I think Tech does just a little bit better job in that. You know, if the officials swallow their whistles again, the edge goes to Texas Tech. That's just plain and simple. And I think Virginia's been very fortunate, like I said, against Purdue, against Auburn, to advance this far. But this is the point where I think their luck runs out. Chris Beard has proven himself to be a top 10 coach in all the NCAA. I know it's early to call him a top 10 coach, but he did make the Elite Eight last year. I have to give this game to Texas Tech, especially looking at what they did to the offense of efficiency since February 3rd. That is just the biggest glaring thing to me. Now, could Texas Tech lose this game? Sure. But I think the value, if there's not a ton of value because it's a championship spread, but if there's any value, it's going to be with Texas Tech, and that's where I am putting my money. Texas Tech, 63. To Virginia is 59. That's where I have this game. I say take the spread and the money line, put equal size bets on them, and I actually lean to the over. I have it finishing at 122. The over is 117, 118. So I think this is going to be a Texas Tech championship. I could be wrong. I loved Virginia all year, but Texas Tech has proven to me that they are definitely the hottest defense in the league. I expect them to come forth and win this game. All right. If you have any questions or any plays you'd like to tweet at us, our Twitter handle is @TheOddsBreakers. Would love to hear from you guys. This is our only podcast of the week. Look forward to podcasting more about NFL, NCAA, NFL draft, horse racing, UFC, and all the fun stuff we love throughout all summer. It's been a great year, everybody. Take care, and I hope you enjoy the championship game. Oh, and go get some work.